Yeah, there's a bunch of wine asses out there that don't like that 2-point whatever. And like it or not, it's what they're updating. You know, the other one was what, from 2018? So the code plug-in, if you read some of the Big M forms, you know, it's basically they don't like the interface. They don't like it doesn't have Bluetooth. They don't like blah, 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 blah. Okay, and it is slower, okay, but it is what they support, is what they're doing, and all that other stuff. My guess is that probably what they don't like about it is the R7's probably got 210 or 212 or 215 or whatever it is in it, and then you have to use code plug 2.0, and then some of them, like, you know, to do the wideband, I mean, they want $5 for it, okay, and some of them cry about the $5, so you can get and I just paid the $5, I didn't do any of the hacking or anything else like that, so all the ones I got, you know, you just pay the $5 and get it, and, you know, some of these crybabies are, you know, oh my God, they want $5 for it, how dare they, and I have to open up an account. Okay, you tell them you're a ham guy, they're really good about it, they help you out, and you pay the $5 and you get the wideband entitlement. So I think a lot of it is just unfounded.